Welcome, everybody, to Health, Wealth, and Divine. My name is Jawanza. It's a beautiful day, and I'm so very happy that you have taken time out of your day to spend this Friday with us. Again, if you're listening live, of course, if you're not listening live and you're going back and listening to the archives, I want to say thank you. Thank you, whatever day it is that you're tuning in. I want to give a special welcome to the new listeners of Health, Wealth, and Divine. I see our numbers are continuing to grow. New members are constantly tuning in and following the show. I want to say thank you so much. I hope that you have been checking out the archives because we've got an awesome archives. And if you go down the archives, you're going to hear information concerning your health, your wealth, and your divinity. We do shows on spirituality, of course. We do shows on your health, and we do shows on your wealth. For example, just the other day we did a show on just even how to maintain and keep your home, you know, how to avoid going into foreclosure. I mean, that's important. I mean, we need to know certain aspects of how to live down here. In addition to our spirituality, in addition to our wealth, we got to live down here. So we've got shows in the archives on credit reporting, personal finances. Of course, my special guest is a regular tonight. My special guest is a regular on Health, Wealth, and Divine. We've got shows with King Coy Dunstan on just about everything as it relates to health. I mean, just you got to go scroll through the archives. And every time you see King Coy Dunstan, I want you to listen to that show because I guarantee you there's going to be some benefit that you can gain just from hearing his powerful testimony and the wealth of knowledge that he's gained for over 35 years of being a holistic health healer. And I want to get to my special guest again. My special guest tonight is King Coy Dunstan. He's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. He's been on this holistic health path for over 35 years. He's got a powerful track record and a powerful testimony. Tonight we're going to be talking about, the topic is, before you have surgery. There are times when we find ourselves in situations where we've gone to the doctor and the doctor has given us a bad report, and he's recommended surgery. And we feel like there are alternatives to that. So tonight's show is going to be titled, Before You Have Surgery, and we're going to be talking about ways in which you can actually reverse whatever condition is without having that intrusive surgery. So, but let me get to my special guest again. My special guest today is King Coy Dunstan. Again, he's got an awesome, awesome testimony. Brother Coy, welcome back to Health, Wealth, and Divine, my brother. I bow to you, sir. As always, it's a pleasure to have you as my special guest today. I'm looking for another powerful show.
I say good evening to you, too, and your queen and the audience. I appreciate you having me on again, and we'll see if we can talk about before you have surgery tonight. Yes.
Yes, sir. Brother Coy, I'm sure that there are, over the 35 years or so that you've been a holistic healer, that people have come to you in from just all different aspects of health or lack thereof. I mean, just from needing surgery or just needing to, you know, do a detox, you know.
Yeah.
Sure that over that time period that, you know, you've seen it all. And again, I think that you're very qualified to talk about what we can do when the doctor gives us a report and suggests surgery. Even from the very first person that you worked with, which was your mother, they had, I don't want to tell your testimony, but I'm sure you, I've mentioned and many people have heard, of course, there are new people that are always tuning in, that your mother was diagnosed with cancer in both breasts, liver, and her colon, and they were recommending chemo. Were they at any point recommending surgery as far as maybe even removing the breasts or anything like that?
Yeah, it was recommended, and I think eventually they did have to take a breast. But it was a situation that we interceded at a later date. I mean, that's why it's important to go get your regular checkups. But it was a little late when we discovered that what was going on with her, and for that reason, we lost. She lost her breast, and some of the colon, but that was enough to keep her alive another 10 years, and I thank God for that.
Mm-hmm. You know, God is so good, and I know that you mentioned even in one of the prior shows that if you had, for example, had known about vitamin C and the power of powdered vitamin C and, you know, just, you know, what you know now, that she'd probably still be here. You know?
Yeah, we could have probably avoided a lot of stuff, yeah. A lot of the conditions come from inflammation in the body, and if you can get that inflammation soon enough, you can avoid a lot of the surgery that comes along as a result of letting that inflammation fester in the body. So yes, it was it's a good idea to keep studying and learn as much as you can, and when you find something that works, you share it with as many people as you can, and you find that the truth is substantiated. These things work, and you can go ahead and take them without fear, or even if you're on medication, you can still take them sometime.
You know, Brother Quay, you mentioned that, for example, with your mother, had you, you know, I guess by the time you caught it, you know, there were certain things that had to be done, I guess certain procedures, but had you caught it earlier, then that, you know, there were, like I said, she'd probably still be here just based upon the information that you now know. So if we could talk briefly just about the importance of catching things early, and that means not ignoring the signs. Because by the time somebody needs surgery, by the time the doctors suggest that we need to cut something out, chances are that it's been there for a while, and there may have been some signs that may have been ignored along the way. So could you talk briefly just about the importance of not ignoring signs? Because I think people go into denial. So they think, well, if I don't acknowledge that bump, maybe it'll go away. You know what I mean? And people are scared to actually go to the doctor to have a test to see what it is for fear that, you know, it might be cancerous or whatever. Yeah. So if you could talk about just the importance of not ignoring bumps and lumps and you know, any feelings of discomfort, because, again, like you mentioned, if you can catch stuff early, you have a much better chance at success when it comes to healing it.
Yeah, that's oftentimes the greatest problem. Even if you go to the doctor on a regular basis, the one time you go, everything is fine, there's no problem, everything is working, your pressure's down. The next time you go and everything is out of whack, your pressure's up and you're getting sick and all of that. And because we don't understand that why that is, we go to a place where we put ourselves in the trust of a doctor. And this doctor, the first thing and the only thing they know to do is to cut it out. So once you cut it out, it's pretty tough to do anything about fixing that organ or that area of the body that's affected. But the idea here is that going to the doctor oftentimes is a good idea, but they don't always catch things before they develop to a full-blown disease. So as a result, when you go to the doctor and you get this diagnosis that you have gallstones or something, the first thing you need to do is figure out how did you get these gallstones. Was it from eating animal fat? Was it too much sugar? Or whatever reason it was, you have to figure that out first. Then you have to take it upon yourself, or take the responsibility upon yourself to begin to eliminate those things that you know you shouldn't be doing, or that you know has caused your condition. Begin to eliminate those things from your life, and then begin to detox your body, because it's not going to help you to just go from going to the doctor and going right into surgery, and your body's not detoxed. The condition is just going to move somewhere else. So it's important to, once you get a diagnosis and of surgery, you have to understand what caused the problem and do whatever you can to eliminate that out of your life. I would do that first, and I would think that oftentimes the doctor make you feel like that if you don't do it right now, you're going to die, or put you in a state of fear. And when you get it, operating from a state of fear is never a good idea. So you always want to check it out with as many people as you can, but at least with two different doctors or two different naturopaths, or both. You may want to do a doctor and a naturopath, because the naturopath may be able to give you some natural ways to address the condition that could avoid the surgery. So just because a doctor say you got to have the surgery right now, chances are you're not going to die if you don't get it right now, and you have time to really take it, the responsibility of figuring out what's going on with your body, learning what to do about it, and then addressing those conditions first. And even if you do eventually have to have surgery, your body will be better able to defend itself against the cutting and the bruising they do in the surgical process. So, yeah, I would say, go to the doctor, get your checkups, make sure everything is okay. But that's because something is out of whack. Don't take that to be to mean that there's nothing you can do about it other than surgery. There's always other options and alternatives that you should do before you consider surgery, and I encourage everyone to face with that condition.
You know, Brother Coy, I know that those of us who are on a holistic health path and, you know, are vegetarian or vegan or conscious eaters, you know, already know that if we go, when we go to the doctor for a checkup, we already know in the back of our mind, we already know that whatever he says, if he comes back with something saying that, you know, my blood pressure's high, or, you know, my sugar's high, or whatever the case is, whatever he comes back with, we already know going in that once we leave there, we coming to see you, you know. So we already know that whatever the doctor says, that whatever prescription he prescribes or whatever, we already know we're not taking that, okay? But if there are people that don't know, who might not be on the holistic health path, so when they go to the doctor and the doctor says they've got high blood pressure or high blood sugar or whatever, the doctor, most cases, if not all cases, is not going to tell them that it's related to anything that they themselves are doing. And I think what reinforces that is that when they're sitting in the waiting room filling out the paperwork, they're filling out forms that ask questions such as, you know, do you have a history of, you know, being in the family, you know, whatever, is there a history of diabetes in your family? Is there a history of heart disease in your family? So what's being subliminally reinforced by those questions is that if I do am detected with something, that it's hereditary, that it's not, you know, anything related to my diet, you know, or anything like that, because they're asking about my mama, who's been gone. You know, they're asking about my daddy, who's been gone. So, you know, I think similarly what's being reinforced is that, you know, it's hereditary. Whatever I come back and tell you, you got, you know, that it's hereditary, and not that they can change anything by, or any condition by their diet. So, I mean, we talk about that for a second, that what about things that are said to be genetic or hereditary? Now, we know that oftentimes, you know, a lot of times the same food we're eating the same food that the person that died of heart disease had. So could you talk about genetics and food and conditions and in ways that, you know, we can actually make these changes and cure these, quote, diseases that have been passed down from generation to generation?
You're correctly in saying that these things are oftentimes labeled as hereditary, but we must remember that anything that's preventable is not hereditary. That's not consistent. I mean, that don't make sense. If it's preventable, then it can't be hereditary. And most of the things that we suffer from are just indications. Your body is just giving you a warning that you are doing something that you shouldn't be doing, and you need to make some corrections in terms of what you're eating, or how you think, or how you exercise, or whatever. You need to do these alternative things when you find these things happening, and not get pulled into it just because my father had it or my mother had it, I'm going to have it, or I got it because it's hereditary. That's not necessarily the case. You know, it could very well be just it's something as you grow up in a household, you tend to eat the same thing, eat the same way, and those things can lead to certain conditions in the body that would warn you that like in the case of blood sugar, your blood sugar is high, something that's telling you your pancreas is under attack, and you have to really do what it takes to give that pancreas a rest. And that's oftentimes how you get into fasting and juicing and eating raw or going vegetarian. Even at that, you should get some counseling on how to be a vegetarian and how to get the things that you need in a vegetarian diet. But most of the things that we are concerned with in terms of disease, they are preventable and simply can be addressed through changing the diet or eating, go to a limit, like as you say, and keep going to exercising and doing what you know you need to do to get your body healthy. And if you do that, chances are most of the time you're going to correct that condition and you may not have to die with it, as your mother or father said they died from. But the whole idea is to become responsible for yourself, learn how to do it, and if you don't know, ask someone that can give you some good advice on how to address the condition that you're dealing with, so that you can go as long as you can without having to face the reality of doing something as drastic as surgery or drugs or anything else like that.
Well, what about when somebody is faced with a situation and their doctor is saying to them that they need to have surgery? And the doctor is adamant, you know, and they try to tell the doctor no, you know. And I think that what happens is people are afraid to tell the doctor no. They're afraid to go against whatever the doctor is saying because they don't have – in many cases, or they don't think they have any other options. So if they, let's say the doctor's saying, okay, I want to, you know, take your appendix out or something, you know, and they really feel like, you know, just don't feel, they don't feel good about that, you know. It's like, well, you know, but they don't know any other way, then it's difficult for them to even come back at the doctor with, well, no, I'm going to try this or I'm going to try that. But again, if it's a situation where you're being asked or given a recommendation to have surgery, but it's not something that is that you have to have tonight, you know, or tomorrow or next week, then it's important to take some time, not be rushed into it. Because, I mean, I'll tell you a situation. I remember when I got hit by a car and they jacked my knee up. It was I had a knee situation. My knee was torn in three places. I had a torn meniscus, a torn ACL, and a torn MCL. Now, interesting is this. The doctor who was going to perform the surgery on me lied to me. And I'll tell you how he lied. I was in a waiting room waiting for him to come in and see me. But the walls were very thin, and he was talking to a lady in the room next door. And he was telling her that, you know, he needed to go back in because, you know, he was apologizing or something and saying, you know, listen, we're going to need to break your ankle again or whatever. And she's like, break my ankle again? This is the third time. How many times are you going to break my ankle, you know? And I'm hearing this. Operate on me. And he's telling me he's breaking her ankle for the third time. And he's saying, look, I can schedule you out like about 3 weeks. You know what I mean? Think about it. I'll give you about 3 weeks to think about it. And then, you know, you can make your decision or whatever. Next thing you know, after he finishes up with her, he comes in there to speak to me. Now, he tells me, you know, he just told her that he's going to give her 3 weeks to think about it. He came in and told me that I needed to make up my mind concerning the surgery because he was leaving the practice in 2 weeks. Now, he just told her that she had 3 weeks to think about it, okay? I wish him well, you know, little doctor, you know, I wish you the best endeavors, you know. But he didn't know that I heard this lady over there crying the blues to him about breaking her foot for the third time, you know.
That's a good observation on the system that we trust so much. Yes,
he looked at me with a straight face, leaving the practice in 2 weeks, so you need to hurry up and make your decision. But he didn't even know that I heard him tell the lady he was going to come back and break her foot again in 3 weeks. You know. So
everybody got to make a living, I guess.
So
that's how they do. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just saying we need to really be mindful of the people and remember that these doctors, I mean, I'm not anti-doctor. Don't get me wrong. I mean, if I've got to be rushed to the hospital for some emergency, you know, hey, take
it. Yeah. I mean, do what you got to do, right?
Yeah. But I'm saying these doctors, I mean, they have a mortgage too, and they're thinking about their loved ones. Okay,
yeah.
So when they're prescribing you or recommending surgery for you, if you never walk again, right? I mean,
yeah. Hey,
you got to, and I'm sure you signed something basically saying if the procedure,
yeah.
you sign away your rights if the procedure don't go well. So,
yeah.
So,
and they still get paid. Yeah.
Absolutely. Whether they do it right, they do it
That's
wrong,
correct.
You know. So we're here today to tell you that before you have surgery, before it might seem like the most routine thing, okay, but there are those, I saw something on television once about a guy who had laser surgery for the eye, you know, and they said that this was such a routine thing, right, just a routine procedure, but it was one of those things, well, what happens when these routine procedures don't go right? This man, they jacked his eye up. He was talking about he couldn't see at night. I mean, he just saw colors, and they couldn't reverse it, you know. But had he come and seen Coy, okay, maybe get that situation corrected through the use of herbs and a healthy livage, then things are just unnecessary. Brother Quinn, could you talk about herbs and the role that they play? Again, we always talking about changing your diet to a livid, not eating meat and not eating dairy.
Right.
In addition to that, you can add some more power to your punch just by incorporating herbs in your regimen. Could you talk about herbs and what they are and the role they play and how you know, they can help to reverse conditions so that people aren't faced with surgery?
Well, in this instance where we are talking about getting a second opinion on surgery, I think the first thing you want to do, if you're not don't understand or don't know anything about herbs, that's the first step you want to take in terms of looking out for that condition that they say you have that they want to cut out. And you'll find that there's an herb for most any condition that you can consider or think of. And if you start using those herbs, oftentimes it would do what it would give your body what it needs to correct the condition that you're confronted with. And that's why we have herbs. I mean, God gave us the herbs for our healing of the nation, to learn how to use them and learn how to preserve them and keep them so that we will always have our first line of defense in terms of taking care of your body. So, yes, the herbs are very important in terms of eliminating certain conditions in the body and also correcting certain conditions in the body. You can use an herb for most any condition that you can think of. There's an herb that would give you, that would be beneficial to correcting that condition to the point to where you won't need the surgery or that you're completely healed or correct the condition, assuming that you do all the other things like watching the way you eat and do some exercising and relaxing so that your body can heal. Fasting and juicing and eating raw, all of those things are important in terms of reversing conditions that may come up in the body. And that is your first line of defense. Now, once you go through that process and you still have considerations with whatever you're dealing with, then you can maybe take a second look at surgery and see if it's something that you really want to do, or if the condition is so bad that it's bothering you so much that you got to get it out. Then that's a consideration you have to make. But at least you understand what you're doing and why you're doing it and what to expect when you go into that procedure so that you can get the result that you want. So once you start doing the things that we know we should be doing, eliminating animal products and eating more leaves and seeds and grains and nuts and seeds and that kind of thing, then we can begin to develop the body to a place to where we won't have to worry about getting sick or becoming some organ breaking down, because you're doing all you can to keep all your organs working the way they should work, and to get them to work in the way they should work, you can use the herbs to do that. If that's the consideration, that should be the first consideration after you have been told that you need surgery, seeing what you can do naturally through plants and herbs and seeds to correct the condition and doing the things that you know you need to do, drinking your water, getting your rest so your body can heal. Give your body a chance to heal. Even some fasting would help with, in that respect. And you can come away or delay any kind of intrusive method of surgery in your body and maintain your health a little longer. So, yeah, and most of the times you correct the condition to the point to where you won't even, your body will recover fully and you won't have to worry about whether or not you're going to get cut on or something like that. So, or something more drastic where you have to be on a drug all your life or something. You want to do what you can on your, get your body to do what it can on its own, and you can support it with the herbs and all the other modalities that we talk about in terms of bringing good health to the body. Yeah.
You know, I want to stress a point too, and that is that, for example, if you were to go to the doctor, not you particularly, Corey, but just a rhetorical statement, to go to the doctor, and the doctor were to give you a bad report, and you went and saw Corey, I need to stress to you that, or whether it's Corey or any naturopath, that it is going to be imperative that you follow the instructions to the letter, okay? Mm-hmm. You can't do what you want to do, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you've gone to the doctor and the doctor said that you've got, let's just take cancer, for example, and you decide that, okay, you don't want to, you know, have surgery or whatever, you come and see a person like Corey, it's going to be important that you follow instructions. You can't do what you want to do no more, okay? It's to that point where you're talking about getting rid of a disease, you have to follow whatever instructions Corey gives you. If, for example, he says drink water, you need to drink water. If he tells you to juice, that means juice.
Yeah.
That don't tell you to get freshly squeezed orange juice. That don't mean go get Tropicana orange juice. That means
that's right.
Squeeze your juice,
okay?
Because you talk about the importance, Brother Corey, of following the instructions, because oftentimes you'll hear somebody say, oh, I know somebody that tried that herbal thing and they died, you know.
Yeah,
but you don't know when they say that what the person that died, whether they were actually doing things the way they should have been doing things or at what point they actually came to the situation. I mean, you can wait too late, you know what I mean? So could you talk about that? I mean, just the importance of following the instructions, number one. And when you hear information, for example, somebody saying, oh, I tried that, or I knew somebody that tried that and they died, well, you don't know everything that they did or did not do. You don't know if they were following instructions.
Yeah, well, that is important to follow instructions in all we do. And oftentimes we find ourselves as being what we might call hard-headed or stiff neck or whatever, and we don't like to change, so we keep doing what we keep doing and expect a different result, and we keep going down the wrong path in that respect. But yes, when you come to me and we consult, if I consult with you, I would ask you all that to tell me everything that you are doing and how you do it and when you did it and when did the problem come up and what are you doing about it? I would go through all of those questions with you, trying to figure out where you are in terms of can you really follow instructions? And then I find that most people will maybe get involved, say, take fasting, for instance. I would say it's not that difficult to fast if you prepare your body. So people can do that. They can prepare their body. But when they come off the fast, they find that they have these cravings, these funny cravings for all the things that they just left, and they find themselves pulled back in. And you have to learn how to break the fast, and then in the process of breaking the fast, you have to learn how to eat again. And oftentimes we just, because we have always eaten what we've eaten and done what we've done the way we've done it, we find that people get drawn back into the condition that they're trying to get away from because they really don't know a different way. So if you follow the process of fasting all the way through, you would not eat. You have to go as many days not eating as you can or as you fasted. So if you fasted for, say, a week, then it's going going to take you a week to break that fast. You can't go back and as soon as you get off the fast, go out and you get a piece of chicken or eat the poison foods that are out there. If you do, you're going to never want to fast again, and you're going to be sick as a dog, and your digestive system going to be stuck, and you're just going to feel miserable. So you have to give your body time and bring your digestive system back to a place where it can actually handle solid foods again before you can actually say you've completed your fast. And oftentimes we get lost in that process. We can prepare the body. We can go through the fast, but as soon as we break it, we think we are free, and we go right back to what we just come out of. And it's not a good feeling, and it will turn you off from trying to do anything in terms of your health, because you say, that stuff made me sick. But no, it's not that making me sick. It's your thought patterns and understanding how to follow instructions to the point to where you can get your body back to where it needs to be before you start going back to eating that stuff. If you have to go back to eat it, you got to give your body time to adjust to that, because that's telling you that what you have been eating has been toxic, and you come off the fast, you got energy, you got you feel great, and you feel like you can do anything. And you find that when you put a solid piece of food in your mouth too soon, you have just destroyed all the effort you put into the fast. So that's a good example of how important it is to follow instructions. So if we say, if you come to me and I say, well, you need to detox first, this is what you need to do first, and then you can do that, and then you can do A, B, C, then you have to do A before you go to B. If you try to do C first, you're going to mess up yourself again, try to take the shortcut, so to speak. But you have to go through the process of the detox and then rebuild the body and then maintain the body at a place where you can stay healthy or restore your health to where you want to take it to. But it's very important in terms of instructions, because we have problems with understanding oftentimes what we even want. Most people don't even know, can't even articulate what they want. So if you're trying to get them to do something different, they're going to have a problem understanding, and they're going to find themselves falling back into the thing they're trying to get out of. And that's oftentimes why we can't get rid of a disease, because we creatures of habit, and we go back to the things that cause the disease, and we defeat the whole purpose of going through the process. And and that usually comes at the end of the process, when you think you have defeated the condition and you feel great, if the pain is no longer there, then you feel like you can go back and do what you used to do, and that's not at all the case. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I know that over the years that you've seen that probably so many times, you know, people actually starting a fast and breaking the fast. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure that that's just so common, you know, people starting because they didn't start right. And
yes,
they didn't have a coach, you know, to actually
right.
coach through the fast. I was looking at something recently. I know you're familiar with Chaka Khan, that
yes.
she had lost like 60 pounds. I think she had gone on like a 2-month juice fast. I mean, I know she had to have a coach, but dropped 60 pounds, reversed her diabetes. I mean, you know, is vegan now, and, you know, just a proponent of holistic health. And it's going to be important for those. I mean, that's a testimony right there. Here's a lady who picked up a lot of weight and then dropped 60 pounds, just went on a juice fast for 2 months, reversed her diabetes, and she said she had just ate enough. She said she didn't chew anything for 2 months.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. And, you know, lost the weight and reversed her diabetes or whatever, but I'm sure that she had a coach. So you're going to have to, once you decide that you're going to fast, as opposed to having surgery, you're going to take another route, the holistic route. You're going to have to...
Yeah.
Somebody, if you've never done it before, you have to have somebody that knows what they're doing coach you through the whole thing. And whatever they say that you need to pick it up. For example, there are going to be some tools that somebody, that if you're deciding that I'm not going to have surgery, but the doctor says that I have cancer or whatever it is, then I want to juice. What are some of the tools that somebody just starting off is going to need? Now, first of all, we know they're going to need a juicer, okay? Okay. Yeah. What other tools are they going to need, Brother Corey, that they got to have in their kitchen if they decide to go the holistic route?
Well, you can unplug the stove because you won't need that. But you're going to need to have a blender and a food processor to really process the grains, nuts, and seeds into a place, to a flavor that you can eat. Mm-hmm. And so those three things at least you need. A good juicer that'll juice green leafy vegetables, not one of those blenders that just blend it up and you can leave all the pulp in it. You want the juice out of it. And then you want a good blender that you can make your smoothies and things like that with. And a food processor to process the nuts so that you can digest them a little better. But those are the things, the basic things that you need to go on a good plant-based diet to get some satisfaction from it in terms of being able to eat the food that you produce. So, you're going to need someone or at least maybe a cookbook or something, or if you don't have a counselor, you can get a cookbook, go to seminars, or go to a class and learn how to do these things so that you will understand how to use these different pieces of equipment to get the food that you want to taste like what you want it to taste like.
And what they're going to have to get rid of, the microwave is one thing, right?
Microwave, no microwave, right? You don't need that if you're trying to get your body right. No, that won't work. Mm-hmm. Even though it will heat up food, but it's the radiation that it gives off in the microwave. So, and oftentimes you have to calibrate them and make sure that they're working properly. And if you got one that's not working quite properly, you could over radiate yourself to the point to where the food that you're eating would really contribute to another kind of disease.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I just want to say to the people that are listening, those who might not be on a holistic health path or those that are on the fence, you know, there are people that have heard it, they tune in, they listen, you know, and they're kind of on the fence, you know, it's like, okay, I'm not really committed. I want to say, don't pretend that you didn't hear what you heard, okay? Several things. You heard Corey give a powerful testimony about curing his mother of cancer in both breasts, the liver, and the colon. Don't pretend you didn't hear that. You also heard recently, I believe it was the World Health Organization a couple months ago, came out and admitted or, you know, did a study and showed that they had this great big announcement that, you know, I believe it was red meat or pork or something was cancerous. You remember that, Corey?
Yeah, that was not too long ago, yes.
Yeah,
and they,
I mean, they came
tried
out and
to bounce
this
around
was the World
it
Health Organization.
But they bounced around it and tried to make it sound like that's not what they said, but that's what they said.
Right, you know. So, and I want to say to the people that heard it, don't pretend you didn't hear that, you know.
Yeah.
Don't go into denial, because, see, what happens is sometimes we could hear something, but because we're not ready to make that change, we'll just pretend like we didn't hear it. And there are a lot of people that heard it, you know, and continued on like they didn't even hear it, you know.
Yeah.
But
facts
don't go away just because you don't adhere to them or just because you don't believe them. I mean, look, I could say that it's 32 degrees outside. You might not believe me. But that does just. But your non-belief doesn't change the fact that it's 32 degrees outside. Okay.
Right.
If these facts prove and point to the fact that eating red meat or pork or, you know, chicken or whatever is cancerous, then you not paying attention to these facts, or you ignoring these facts, or you going into denial about these facts, is not going to change the fact that when you eat this, that this is the effect that it's going to have on your body. And the whole purpose of these shows is so that you don't find yourself in front of the doctor and the doctor telling you
Absolutely.
He wants to perform heart surgery on you or whatever, because there are certainly options. And so we just want to stress, don't ignore what you heard. Again, Corey's been curing people for over 35 years, and his mother was the first person that he worked with. And as a result of her listening and following the instructions of her son, my guest, She was able to go back to the doctor, and they found no cancer anywhere in her body. So I'm saying God could do it for her. He can do it for you, okay?
Yeah.
So talking about how to not have surgery. So before you have surgery, several things you need to do. Get a second opinion, okay? Mm-hmm. There's no downside to going to see a naturopathic doctor once your allopathic doctor has said he wants to cut on you. There's no downside whatsoever to going to see a naturopath, because chances are the naturopath, you might get a totally different diagnosis, actually.
Yeah.
Because, Coy, we had a previous show once, and I can't think of what the term is called, but I believe it's like 50-some percent, a very high number, percentage of all diagnoses are misdiagnoses.
That's correct. Yeah. And most treatments, and then some other condition like inflammation, or they leave a tool in you, or most diseases, most deaths are caused from going to the hospital, basically, is what we're saying. Yeah.
That's scary. Did you hear that, everybody? Most deaths are caused by people going to the hospital. Yeah. Going to the hospital. Jesus.
Yeah.
That's scary. Because, again, with these misdiagnoses, prescriptions are being prescribed. Imagine if you went to the doctor for an ache or something, maybe just something was inflamed a bit, and all you needed to do was go see Coy or a naturopath and, you know, maybe juice a little bit and correct the situation. But now you get a misdiagnosis. The doctor tells you that you've got such and such. And now he's prescribing medication, prescriptions for this disease that you don't have. And now these medications are causing side effects. And now these side effects are causing something now that you do have, but you didn't have it when you went to the doctor. Now you signed something basically saying that, you know, if you're basically signing away your rights or whatever. So I mean, imagine if that were to happen to you, but that happens to approximately 50%, people that go to the doctor.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah. And we keep going. We don't question it. That's another thing. We have to learn how to question the doctor. People have you done this to? And how many people can I talk to them? Can I go see them? Where are they now? You gotta learn how to question or interrogate your doctor to see if what he's saying is really true. If he's telling you that if you let him do this surgery on you, you're going to be better, that's one thing. But can he back it up? How many people have he given this surgery to and they are doing fine now? They'll probably tell you, but see if you can talk to them. See if you can go and sit with these people. You know, and check it out. That's the whole thing about getting a second opinion. You've got questions and you want to find out if the answer is the same, or is there some other alternative, or what else can you do? That's why you get a second opinion to do those things. So, yes, you have to not only go to another allopathic doctor, you should go to other people in the health community that can actually maybe give you some additional information on how to approach the condition that you're dealing with. And that's what we do, and that's what we try to do, is prevent as well as control the spread of any kind of condition in the body.
And don't be intimidated if the doctor that when you start to question them, don't be intimidated if they start to appear annoyed at your questions. Because some people will back away, you know, they'll be like, you know, they don't like that feeling of tension if they ask a doctor a question and the doctor appears to be annoyed by the question, like, you know, you're troubling me by asking this question. You know, that should be a sign right there.
Right. First red flag. That's one strike against them, yes. Because if they can't take time to explain to you what they want to do to you and how they're going to do it and what the benefits are going to be, you should really think twice about that. Yes.
Everybody, my special guest today is King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. He's been on this health and holistic healing path for over 35 years. And I don't care what you've got, okay? If you've gone to the doctor and the doctor has given you a bad report, you need to call this man, okay? Again, there are going to be some things that he's going to tell you to do. You know, it's not like, see, this is the thing. We're looking for somebody to heal us. No, you're going to heal yourself, okay?
That's correct.
You're going to heal you. Corey's going to show you how to do it, okay? Tell you what you need to do it, okay?
Yeah.
And more than likely, he's got what you need to do it. He's got an awesome shop there in Southwest Washington, D.C. He's got material. I mean, he's got books. He's got herbs. He sells herbs. I mean, so once you walk in there, it's like, I mean, a full-service holistic health store, okay? He's got herbs. He's got a deli, not a deli, but it's not a delicatessen, but he serves holistic health food. So if you've never even tasted holistic health or vegetarian or vegan food, you can stop past there if you're in the area. Matter of fact, even if you're not in the area, you need to get in the area, get over there and see Brother Corey. Brother Corey, can you give people your hours of operation and address for those who are going to stop by and see you?
My hours of operation are 8 to 6 every day but Sunday. I try to take a day off at some point. And I'm at 3923 South Capitol Street, Southwest, 3923 South Capitol Street, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20032. And the phone number is 202-562-0041. I'm usually there, or you can leave a message if I'm not. But I'm not hard to catch up with. But I will, if you leave a message, get back to you, and we can address any condition that you want to talk about. Yeah.
And for those who might not be in the Washington, D.C. area, and they figure, well, look, I'm listening and I'm in Alabama or I'm in Ohio, you know, can I still get some herbs or can I still get some things from him? Yes, he ships. So whatever it is that you need, is that correct, Corey? You can ship it to them wherever they are. So
that's correct. That's correct.
Don't let that be an excuse. There are no more excuses, you know, no more excuses. When it comes to your health, you can't afford to make excuses, you know.
That's correct.
Because it is truly a matter of life and death. And you've got a lot to live for. Many people listening to this show have children, okay? But if it's not for you, you got to find something to live for, you know, whether it's your children, whether it's your mate, whatever the case is. If you can't, do it for you, okay? Do it for you. You can do it.
You got to love yourself.
Yes. Yes, sir. I mean, and that's got to be something for you, Brother Corey, to see people come to you. And, I mean, just for you to actually see the transformation, you know, they come to you looking one way when the very first time you lay eyes on them, you know, and then to watch them transform literally before your eyes as they keep coming back, getting the things that they need, fasting, juicing, and then ultimately, I mean, I'm sure you've heard a lot of testimonies over the years, and, you know, I mean, this got to be so rewarding for you to be doing what God has called you to do, and to know that you're not just changing lives, but actually saving lives in the process. I mean, that's got to be an awesome feeling for you.
Well, it's quite rewarding. Yeah, it gives you a reason to live and a purpose to your life.
Well, everybody, I want to make sure you know that this telephone number, you need to know it by heart. Stick it on your refrigerator. It's 202-562-0041. Again, that's 202-562-0041. So we're talking about, again, before you have surgery, and we're talking about any type of surgery, not just, I mean, it could be from open heart surgery to, you know, arthroscopic surgery. You know, when the doctor tells you that they want to cut, then, again, first thing, get a second opinion. Okay, get a second opinion. You got the first one from the allopathic doctor. Get the next one from the naturopathic doctor. And, Brother Corey, let's say, for example, somebody is the doctor saying, okay, we want to go in and do heart surgery. But then let me say this. There's some people that are cool with it. I mean, there are people that what they put in your chest. They
pacemakers.
Cool with it. I mean, some people got it. You know, they fine with it. You know, I mean, and brag about how it works, and you want to show you the gadgets, and you know, all of this. But for those of you who don't want to go that route, for those of you who know and believe that there's a God, okay, yes, there is, but there's a way in which God wants you to live, and it's at optimal wellness. Brother Quay, could you talk about, though, before we go, biopsies?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, a biopsy is a sort of surgery. Is that correct?
Well, it's an intrusion with some instrument in the body. It's a form of surgery. The problem is, if they're looking for cancer, once they put that biopsy in it, it's going to spread. Once air hit that cancer, say they do the biopsy and they cut into your liver and they pull it out and they see, yes, you got cancer. I think it's the after effects is what you have to be concerned about with a biopsy, because once you get air into a cancer pocket, it's going to spread. It's going to make it spread or get stronger. So you want to really think about whether or not biopsies, and men particularly with the prostate, they want to go in and if they find cancer, then they're going to recommend they got to cut it out. But that's only because they went in and did what they did to it, and they destroyed some of the integrity of the prostate. So you have to really think about that. If you know you got a prostate problem, go to a naturopath or some person that can help you with understanding the things you can do to naturally through diet and through the herbs to help reduce some of that inflammation and the cancer. Inflammation in the prostate. But even if you eventually have to have the cancer, you're going to be better off because you have been doing the things that it takes to reduce that inflammation in the prostate, and you'll be better able to survive surgery if that's eventually what you decide to do. But first, you want to make sure you do what you be responsible for yourself and do what you can to get ready to for whatever fate that might await you in terms of addressing any condition that you're confronted with. And that's the way to do it. After they cut the prostate out, I can't do anything to help you. It's gone. But if you come to me after you get the diagnosis, I can give you some ideas on how you can address conditions in the prostate, and whether or not you want to do that before you decide to do surgery is another decision you have to make. But at least you're going through the process of determining your options and your alternatives, and you're going to come out better in the end, whatever you decide to do. That's the whole idea we're trying to get across here. Yeah.
When it comes to the prostate in the man, is the prostate, first of all, it's a prostate, that's a gland, right? It's a prostate gland.
Right.
Okay. And is that gland connected to the man's ability to obtain and maintain an erection? I mean, once the prostate is gone, is his ability to do that gone as well?
Yeah, pretty much. If you take out the prostate, you're going to have to do something else to stimulate the sexual desire, because the prostate is very important in terms of making that happen. And to create the seminal fluids that you need to really get the firmness that you need in your sexual activity. Your prostate is very important in that. And once you take it out, you're going to have a problem with that. And oftentimes the alternative there is a pump of some kind, or some kind of artificial means of trying to create a sexual opportunity that you might have. But once you cut it out, it's difficult to perform adequately sexually, yes.
Mm-hmm. And brothers need to hear that. They need to know that, because, again, that's something that men tend to really pride themselves on, is being able to satisfy the person that they're being intimate with. And, especially if you are a younger man. I mean, you know, I would assume that the older a person gets, I mean, then, you know, depending on the situation, that I don't know how, you know, the desire, whether it wanes or whatever. But for young men who are experiencing prostate trouble, know this, that, you know, this is very important information that, you know, you need to know that if that is that, if that you can't put it back, once it's surgically removed, it's gone. And the same thing holds true for any other part of your body that they take out. Once they take it, it's gone. You can't put it back. So this show is to let you know that before you have surgery, there are certain things that you can do. First, number one, first and foremost, get a second opinion. Please, get a second opinion. Mm-hmm. Most diagnoses are false. About half of all diagnoses are false. So you need to get a second opinion. Your life is depending on it. Okay, so get that second opinion. And then once you get the second opinion, get an opinion from a naturopathic doctor. Okay, because they're going to put you on a whole different course. They're going to put you on a course back to life, not a course of going back and forth, getting prescriptions, getting side effects from that. Most, if not all, prescriptions are going to have some side effects. Herbs, there are no side effects. You know, the only side effects is health.
So that's correct.
Do that, definitely. Give Coy a call at 202-562-0041. Again, there are no excuses. I don't care if you live in Alabama. I don't care if you live in Alaska.
Yeah.
Okay, Coy can ship whatever it is that you need to Coy. And if you're in the Washington, D.C. area and he doesn't have to ship it to you, you need to get by his shop in Southwest and taste and see. If you've never tasted vegan or vegetarian food, you need to get by there. It's called Secrets of Nature. The telephone number there is 202-562-0041. Give Brother Coy a call. Again, Brother Coy, I want to say thank you, my brother, again, for the work that you've done, again, with just, I mean, being faithful to what it is that God has called you to do. I mean, you know, so many times with people when it comes to their profession, people might switch professions 15 times. You know, they doing this 1 minute, doing that the next minute, doing this 1 minute, you know. I mean, shoot. Ain't nobody ever came to me and said, what's up? I asked Brother, what's up with Brother Coy? Anybody seen Coy? Oh, yeah. Nobody said, yo, he's working on cars now. No. He's still working on bodies, you know. So thank you for being faithful, you know, to the calling that
thank God's
given you, because, again, you are really, really helping to heal this planet. And, again, I'm personally recommending Brother Coy. I don't personally recommend people easily. They've got to have proven something to me. This is who I go to. If ever there's anything wrong, I go to Brother Coy. But because I go to him, ain't nothing ever wrong, you know. So I want to thank Brother Coy. So everybody,
thank
your
you
testimony, that. You heard his testimony concerning his mother, that can be your testimony. Whatever it is you have, it doesn't have to be as extreme as cancer. I mean, whatever it is that's going on in your life, it's extreme to you. So if it's arthritis, if it's gout, if it's tuberculosis, if it's heart disease, if it's diabetes, whatever it is, give Brother Coy a call and start the process, because the miracle is waiting for you. Brother Coy, any parting words for our listeners tonight?
Well, I, again, my mantra tonight is to take responsibility for your own self, and what you don't know, learn, and share it with your family and get everybody involved in the process, and stay with it. Don't go back once you get out. That's the whole point of this. We want to leave those things behind that are not in our best interest yet. You got time to do that and move ahead to a better life, a better world, a better family. Yeah.
Amen
better health.
To that, boy. Amen. Well, Brother Coy, I want to thank you again for being my special guest. As always, it's a pleasure, an honor to have you as my guest tonight, because, again, this is one of those situations where everybody, Brother Coy is that's been doing this for 35 years. This is not somebody who's just started. You know, you meet people today, they're into this, the next day, the next week, they're into something else. Brother's been consistent for 35 years. He's been doing this longer than some people listening have been born. So, again, I think he's qualified to talk on it, and you would be wise to give him a call. Again, that number is 202-562-0041. Got an announcement to make. Brother Hekshemsu Heru, Shechem Me'eb Neteh Sekusiman, who is the chief priest, and a priest with the Aseret Society, DC Nome, is going to be in Richmond. That's going to be on a week from today, next Friday, February the 12th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Ilegba Folklore Society, and that's at 101 East Broad Street in Richmond, Virginia. The telephone number there is the zip code there is 23219. Again, that's 23219 in case you need it map quested. Again, that's going to be at the Ilegba Folklore Society, and that's at 101 East Broad Street in Richmond, Virginia, and the zip there is 23219. He's going to be discussing, the workshop's going to be on cultivating Heru. Okay, so you don't want to miss that. We're about to move into the Heru cycle, so you definitely want to learn more about the Heru meditation and how you can cultivate that faculty of the spirit. You don't want to miss that. Again, that's going to be next Friday, February the 12th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Ilegba Folklore Society, which is at 101 East Broad Street in Richmond, Virginia, 23219. There will be a $6 donation for that. Brother Hekshemsu Heru, Shechem Me'eb Neteh. If you've never heard this brother speak, you are in for a treat. I mean, he has a way of articulating it and breaking it down. You will want to come back for more, guaranteed. So until the next time, everybody, my special guest tonight has been King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. Again, you don't have to have surgery. Surgery can be prevented. So before you have surgery, call Brother Coy Dunstan at 202-562-0041. Brother Coy, I'm going to be in touch, brother. Great show, as always. Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate it. I bow to you, my brother.
Well, I thank you for having me, and it's been a pleasure talking with you this evening also. Look to see you soon.
All right. Talk to you soon, my brother. Take care.
Take care.
Everybody, bye. That is King Coy Dunstan, again, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. Again, if you believe in God, then you know that there's an answer for everything, okay? What do you do when you get a bad report? First thing you do, get a second opinion. Get a second opinion. I'm going to say it again. Get a second opinion. It could be the difference between you living and you get a second opinion. Once you get a second opinion, then go see a naturopath, okay? I'm about to recommend one to you. His name is King Coy Dunstan. Telephone number 202-562-0041. Find out what it is that he recommends, okay? And then you're going to have to trust, and you're going to have to follow instructions to the letter, okay? So, everybody, check out the archives. We got shows with King Coy Dunstan. If you're just tuning in for the first time, you're a new listener to Health, Wealth, and Divine, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I want you to go down the archives and listen to all of the shows. King Coy Dunstan is a regular. Again, he's cured his mother of cancer in both breasts, her liver, and her colon. We've done shows on reversing diabetes, reversing cancer, I mean, arthritis, high blood pressure. I mean, you name it, we've done shows on it, okay? Other special guests are Dr. Ruby Lazen. She's cured herself of thyroid cancer. The doctor said that she had thyroid cancer. She was like, I don't think so. So she went about the process of changing her diet to a livid and actually cured herself of thyroid cancer. Dr. Ted Watkins, who was an actual surgeon, is now, and he's Dr. Ted Watkins, MD. He's an actual surgeon, and he's now in family practice and a regular on Health, Wealth, and Divine. That's on the health side. On the spiritual side, oh my God, we've got, again, the brother who I just mentioned is going to be in Richmond. It comes on pretty often. Hekshemsu Heru, Shechem Me'eb Neteh. I mean, we've got shows with him talking about the winter, not the winter solstice, but the fall equinox. Okay, we've got Shechem Sa'anta Kunanebu, talking about the, preparing for the winter solstice. Brother Orwahehi Metaran Comet is a regular on Health, Wealth, and Divine. Brother Sanu Pura, who talks about Bazi Astrology, is a regular on Health, Wealth, and Divine. He comes on every third Tuesday of the month. So definitely, Dr. Ruby Lathan is a regular on Health, Wealth, and Divine. So definitely, go through the archives. I guarantee there's something for you. And again, I certainly appreciate your time. Tell your friends about Health, Wealth, and Divine. My name is Juwanza. Until the next time, it's out.